Severe weather looming with a high threat for tornadoes.
We hear from the family of a UC student shot and killed trying to stop a break-in on his car.
And foreign aid to Gaza now being held up after an Israeli airstrike kills aid workers.
5 on 5. In 5, it is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. A very active Tuesday it has already been, and it will be to come. Kelly and Steven here with you this morning, getting you set for round 2. Well, we're in the middle of round 1, but round 2 is the one we all really need to keep an eye on.
Weather!
Yeah.
Big weather day. Mm. And a lot of people seem very dialed into this and a little anxious about it, so let's bring you to speed and let you know what we know. Yes, as Steven mentioned, we're in the first round now, which is good that it sort of died out a little bit as it came through. Still a lot of rain, still lightning, still strong storms, but the chance for hail started to die out as the morning went on, which was great news. We've got kind of another round that'll come through 9 to 10-ish, and then we've got a break. This break is where a lot of things will be told as far as what could come this afternoon. That can charge up the atmosphere, bring a better threat for tornadoes mid-afternoon, evening. If the morning rain, though, lingers around long enough, that could bring the intensity of the afternoon stuff down. So that would be good. This is one of those weird moments where you're like, yeah, you kind of want the rain to hang around. Yeah, which
no sun. Can't have the sun.
Don't want sun.
No. Usually if it's the sun over a prolonged time, things get bad. But this is, if we see the sun, things will get bad. That's what Randy said.
Yeah, which is, I sort of got that feeling yesterday when you stepped outside because you could feel the storm coming in the air, but it just wasn't here yet, which was exciting to think about spring and summer, but not exciting when you think about the chance for severe weather. So be ready to act, have your things charged, be ready to go, know where your place is, talk to your family, charge your chargers, those portable ones. That'll be always good to have. We did that a little bit last night. We'll do it again today and be ready to go.
Yeah, know where your medications are, important documents, good shoes, especially if you need to go to a safe place. Because, you know, if,
you're so smart.
I get lucky every now and then. But if you're in that unfortunate situation like Logan County, the governor's up there today walking through what happened a few weeks ago. But if something were to happen and your home does get hit, you're talking about nails, broken glass, things like that. So you want to have good shoes. So hopefully you don't have to worry about that. But if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah. I was wearing hiking boots up there that morning because you don't know what's going to be tossed around. That's the scary part. So
yeah. So hopefully we do keep the cloud cover and rain all day and we don't have to worry too much about the evening, but please do be prepared. All right, let's get into our other headlines this morning. We are going just right up the street from our station, unfortunately, where we are hearing from the family of a UC student who was shot and killed.
Man, this is so sad. And it is scary because it is very close to where we are. The parents of a 21-year-old who was killed in Mount Auburn Saturday night say he was killed when he was trying to stop two men who were breaking into his car. Police found 21-year-old Benjamin Addison shot outside of a vehicle along Highland Avenue at Dorchester. His family says he was coming back from a night out with his friends. He saw his car, saw the lights on in his car, and that's when he saw the men inside. A witness says a man jumped out of his car, started firing, and his friends performed CPR until the first responders arrived, but he did not survive. And his parents, man, every time we saw them this morning, you just got emotional listening to them. They are grieving the unthinkable.
I can't be real. This is a nightmare. I kept thinking any minute I'm just going to wake up and think this is a horrible dream.
It's not going to bring Benjamin back.
Yeah.
We understand that. We have to live the rest of our lives without our son. What we're hoping is that this person gets caught so that he doesn't do it to somebody else.
Now, Benjamin will be laid to rest on Friday. Cincinnati police asking anyone who has information, please contact the homicide unit.
Yeah, hopefully they can bring those two people to justice who were in Benjamin's car and open fire on him. Next up, we're heading north to Dayton for a couple of crashes, one of which turned deadly. Ohio State troopers say a car caused a hit and run, and then while running, caused another crash that left 4 people dead. This happened about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday on I-70 in Butler Township. Troopers say 26-year-old Clayton Hughes rear-ended 60-year-old James Skipper, and that's when Hughes took off. Now, Skipper followed him on I-70 while calling 911, and they both got off on an exit that was near the airport up there. That's when troopers say Hughes hit another car trying to make a left turn, and then that impact killed 4 people inside that car. The victims were 66, 72, 2 of them were also 77. No word on charges just yet, but drugs and alcohol are being investigated as factors in this crash. Going internationally to Gaza and Israel, some breaking news that just happened with foreign aid, and it's not good news.
Right. This comes after the airstrikes killed members of the World Central Kitchen organization. That's by celebrity chef Jose Andres. So Cyprus says ships are turning back from Gaza with around 240 tons of undeliverable aid after that strike. Foreign ministry spokesman saying Tuesday around 100 tons of aid had been unloaded before the World Central Kitchen, that international charity, suspended operations when its workers were killed in an apparent Israeli airstrike. This is just awful. These are people trying to help out. The celebrity chef Jose Andres said in a tweet, "The Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing. It needs to stop restricting humanitarian aid, stop killing civilians and aid workers, and stop using food as a weapon. No more innocent lives lost. Peace starts with our shared humanity. It needs to start now." And Cyprus has played a key role in trying to establish a maritime aid corridor to Gaza from its port city of Larnaca. These efforts suffered major setback when World Central Kitchen halted the operations after the strike. Israel has expressed sorrow over the deaths and vowed to carry out an independent investigation into what happened. But the aid is obviously needed there immediately, and this halt will clearly impact the people there.
Yeah, we hear the numbers of the death toll in Gaza, especially with women and children over there in the tens of thousands now. And so many people need that aid, and to hear that the ships are starting to turn around because I'm sure they just don't feel safe doing it right now. But the story we'll continue to watch. Back here locally at the Lakota School Board, they do have a new school board member. They officially named a new one. It is Christina French. She was appointed at last night's meeting, replacing Darby Bodie. The board voted 2 weeks ago to remove Bodie, but the district says Christina French has 21 years of experience working in public education, including more than 5 years serving as the director of elementary curriculum at Lakota. She was picked out of 11 finalists, and she is a mom of two living in Liberty Township. Final story. Who wants to be a billionaire?
Me. Yes, you know what? I don't even need to be a billionaire.
Yeah, we don't need that, but it would be fun.
I just want to be like a thousandaire.
A couple thousandaire. Yeah, pay some bills. Build a house,
man.
Maybe.
Just
keep it simple.
Let's just get on the other side of daycare. Officially past the...
Oh, my heart.
Yeah.
The daycare bills.
I can't. Every day. Every day when that withdrawal comes out, I'm like... Okay, let's talk about the good stuff, though, that could happen if I won the Powerball. The Powerball jackpot grows. No one won last night's drawing, but the numbers, 19, 24, 40, 42, 56, a Powerball of 23. Check your numbers. You can still win $1 million, which, again, would be great. So no one was able to match all six. The jackpot now sits at an estimated $1.09 billion. Cash value, $527 million. Next drawing is on Wednesday night.
Need to buy a ticket.
I need to buy a ticket.
I say I need to, and then my day doesn't line up with me doing that.
I do need to go to the grocery store, but I, call me crazy. I don't, and this isn't a dig at the grocery stores. It just doesn't feel like it hits there.
Never.
Now, the Kentucky lottery winners did get a Kroger one.
Oh, the teachers.
The teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so cool. Love that. Doesn't happen often, though.
I feel like it's that off the trails gas station.
It's never the one, never the big one you go to.
No. I think it was one in California that it was like the local
7-Eleven.
Everybody went to something. But most times it's middle of nowhere. Like nobody, who goes to that?
So I'm just going to take a drive.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Is there food out there?
Sure.
Food on the way?
Sometimes you can get good fried chicken at a good gas station.
That's some Crispy Crunch down in the south. Almost had that on vacation last week. But
that's so good right now. So I'm also hungry. Yeah. All right, time.
Yes, time out. We got to go eat. That's Kelly. I'm Steven. We'll see you on your Wednesday.